McConnell scrutinized, ambassador recalled. I'm John Trout. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski is disturbed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's total coordination between the Senate and the White House regarding the expected impeachment trial of President Trump.
I think it's going to be important that, at a minimum, the process that the Senate uses is one that is fair and full.
Zambia's Home Affairs Minister said a U.S. ambassador who criticized the jailing of a couple to 15 years behind bars for being gay had crossed the line. Now the U.S. has recalled Ambassador Daniel Foote.
The president of Zambia essentially said that he was no longer wanted in the country, that they did not want him representing the U.S. So the State Department said that they considered that to be a statement that Ambassador Foote was a persona non grata.
Kylie Atwood. Correspondent Oren Lieberman is following the primary election in Israel, where Benjamin Netanyahu is counting on a decisive win.
If he wins by a narrow margin, it could well indicate that his control of his own party, his influence, is slipping and moving in a different direction. Of course, if the unlikely happens, if Netanyahu loses this election, it could effectively be the end of Netanyahu as prime minister after those elections in March.
Many travelers making return trips from holiday destinations could experience treacherous weather, including the Four Corners region of the desert Southwest and the central and northern plains extending into the upper Great Lakes.
As all of this moisture eventually ends up across that region by later in the week and this weekend, if you're waiting to travel back, say on Friday into Saturday, could be a mess across portions of the Dakotas and the upper Midwest, and certainly in the Intermountain West as well.
Meteorologist Petram Javaheri, a strong typhoon that barreled through the central Philippines has left at least 20 people dead and forced thousands to flee their homes. I'm John Trout.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Did you ever wonder what you'd do if you couldn't just switch on the heat when it got cold, or start your car each morning, or afford toilet paper? Well, for plenty of hard-working folks right here in our community, these are everyday realities. But when you give to the Salvation Army, you help your neighbors in need win the battle to thrive. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit GiveWestwoodOne.org. That's GiveWestwoodOne.org to make a donation.
The Notre Dame Cathedral has been given only a 50% chance of being saved.
Scaffolding installed before this year's fire is threatening the vaults of the Notre Dame Cathedral. The 12th century cathedral was under renovation at the time of the accidental April fire, which destroyed its roof and collapsed its spire. With no more roof to keep the massive stone structure stable, the cathedral's surviving vaults are crucial to keeping it standing, but they are vulnerable. Restoration work isn't likely to begin until 2021. The Gothic Cathedral couldn't hold Christmas services this year for the first time since the French Revolution. I'm Bill Michaels.
Turkey's highest court has ruled in favor of Wikipedia. The court said the Turkish government's two-year ban on the online encyclopedia constitutes a violation of freedom of expression. I'm John Trout.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text NET to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text NET to 79645. That's N-E-T to 79645.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers.
Join us on New Year's Day when the Tigers meet the Minnesota Gophers in the Outback Bowl.
On your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by your CBD store of West Mobile with the highest quality natural CBD products. Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar, and D&K Suit Discounters, your wedding headquarters on the Beltline. Pre-game broadcast at 9 a.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. We've had a couple of hit and runs, but that's about it. If you're traveling northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland, and across the Bayway, the Causeway, you're not finding any delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 holiday cash back or up to $4,800 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 8:06 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this day after Christmas. As we've learned, third busiest shopping day of the year.
Big time.
Because you go to return stuff, and you don't just go return stuff. While you're there, you pick up some extra items as well. Right? I return this thing, swap this out. Ooh, look. I need this widget or that widget. All right. Phone lines and text line open for you at 343-0106. 343-0106. It's also a Thursday when all the Roberts are possible in Mobile. All possible Roberts. The highest density of Roberts on the air is on this station on Thursdays. And we check in with Robert Kennedy Jr. from Kennedy for Alabama. Hey, man.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and your crew. And you've got probably the best view of all of us. You're looking at the Gulf this morning.
I do. Aquila and my wife and I are sitting here, and we're looking out at the beautiful Gulf of Mexico. So we will be avoiding all of that travel day traffic, as well as the craziness going on with the clearance sales in stores. So it's a good day.
Yeah, we need to follow his lead for sure. A couple things to talk about this morning, and we'll look in the rear view on part of this, and the last Democrat debate of 2019. Give us your take on that.
Yes, it's interesting. So if we go all the way back to when you and I first started evaluating debates, we kind of established a little bit of a criteria. And so we said it's all an expectations game, and that expectations game allows you to continue to raise money and to continue to kind of fuel your poll numbers. So from that perspective, it was about what we would have expected from the debate. But what I was happiest about was the return of the centrists, right? So we talked about this a lot earlier. My personal favorite, which I can say at this point in the cycle, is Senator Klobuchar. And I believe that given the fact that there were fewer people on stage and that the pendulum is swinging back in the direction of the centrist, she did particularly well. She did particularly well.
Okay, so tell folks who have not followed the career of Amy Klobuchar about her and her journey in politics.
Yeah, so she has followed one of those more traditional paths. So earlier in her career, she was a prosecutor. She worked her way up, and she's a U.S. senator from the state of Minnesota. And so she popped on the radar screen a little bit earlier during some of the confirmation hearings that were going on in Congress for some of the Supreme Court nominees, and just kind of managed to establish herself as a voice of reason and one of the three candidates at this point on stage who kind of owned the middle, or what we would think of as a more traditional centrist.
Okay.
So from a policy position standpoint, she is one who is not advocating for Medicare for all. she's advocating for a single payer or a public option. From a secondary education perspective, she's not one of the ones that's saying that there should be free college all the way through for everyone. She's focused a little bit more on the first 2 years and having some sort of income criteria. So you're not getting free college to rich kids, for example. So okay, that's kind of the lane that she occupies.
So go ahead.
I was going to say, and then along those same lines, Mayor Pete has established himself as a centrist as well. There was a little bit of back and forth between the two of them, but the one thing that you can say about him when compared to the other candidates was he was constantly prepared for whatever was going to come at him. And so in one particular example that I really liked is when Senator Warren came after him for running the more traditional fundraisers, the ones that included some folks at the upper end of the income spectrum that was held, I believe it was in Napa Valley or Sonoma in California. He came right back at her about establishing purity standards that she herself could not demonstrate throughout her entire career.
Right.
And so I think his preparation was good as well. And then I'll actually wrap up with the vice president, because this was interesting, is his national numbers have continued to maintain his front runner status. And so he wasn't exactly blowing the doors off of anything, but he performed well enough without any gaffes so that from an expectations game perspective, he continued to meet expectations. So I definitely think as a body, the centrists reestablished themselves in this last Democratic presidential debate.
Yeah, Robert, if you compare kind of the game plans, and you did a little bit earlier with Buttigieg, you know, he was ready to get out there and counterpunch, knowing that some of these candidates were looking up at him in some of these early voting states. And Biden, I would say, was just trying to win on points, like a boxing fight. Like, he was just trying to get out of there without too much damage and look good on the scorecards. With Buttigieg and the wine cave and everything like that, you know, doesn't everyone know that he's not alone, that some of these other candidates are doing these pricey fundraisers? And the wine thing from Warren in particular just seemed ridiculous to me.
Well, from the standpoint of what she has been attempting to articulate, saying, hey, look, I'm going to stay away from big dollar fundraisers, that's a good position to have. It's consistent with what Senator Bernie Sanders has been doing as well. The problem, which is what Mayor Pete indicted, was that part of her current campaign was funded with transfer funds that came from when she ran for Senate. And at the time that she ran for Senate, she was doing high dollar fundraisers as well. So essentially what his argument was, okay, it's fine for you to do that, but you're indicting me for something that you've done previously, which is why he was saying you've established a purity standard, which is a standard that you yourself cannot meet.
Yeah, it's like you do whatever, you're the you're a bootlegger or something like that. You make all your money with bootlegging, and then you go, you know what? There's no need to raise money from bootlegging. I am not doing no other bootlegging allowed now that I've got my money. And I think what Mayor Pete also pointed out, he said, I'm the only one up here that's not a millionaire or a billionaire.
I actually quoted that one on Facebook, and I thought that was amazing. We've been having some conversations here internally about how just the normal everyday person who wants to enter the political spectrum has such an uphill climb. And so even though Mayor Pete spent some time at McKinsey, you know, and it's not like he was not well compensated there, it's not of the level of compensation that's going to make you a millionaire in that short amount of time. And so that was particularly interesting, you know, from a net worth standpoint, to be able to say, hey, you have all these public servants on stage, but they're all millionaires and plus. So very, very interesting.
Just joining us, talking to Robert Kennedy Jr., Kennedy for Alabama. We're going to talk about the new season of the show coming up in just a little bit. I do want to look at this, though. I know it, looking at it from the Republican and the perspective that you look at in primaries, you run right to win the primary, and then you come back towards the center to win the general. Is that same thing true on the Democrat side? And if so, is there a risk of being the centrist right now in this primary?
There is a risk of being the centrist in the primary right now from a historical standpoint. So if I'm putting on my political sciences hat and I'm thinking about sitting in undergrad when we were talking to the consultants, everyone described it exactly the way that you described. But what we found, particularly during the cycle, if you talk about the perspectives presented by Senator Warren and Senator Sanders, they were swinging far to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And that left was being fueled by what we would refer to as, call it the progressive Twitter wing, right? So mm-hmm. folks continuing to push you further and further to the left. One of the things that you and I have bantered back and forth about for probably, you know, since Labor Day when we first started talking or doing these segments was that there is an argument that everything was swinging too far to the left.
Mm-hmm.
So the prediction that I articulated at the time was it created the impression that those two candidates in particular represented the 20-plus candidates that were running for president. And what I presented as a counter theory was that it wasn't actually the case. It was just that they were getting the most visibility. And so what I think you see happening right now is the pendulum is swinging back. And of course, the what we are calling the centrist or the moderate candidates within the Democratic Party are going to be the left to the left of the candidate who would be on the Republican side of the fence. So there's no doubt about that. But I think what you're seeing is just this very natural swing back into the moderate to slight left versus the far left or the progressive wing of the party. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Of course, the biggest story politically in the nation right now is the impeachment with President Trump, and the candidate
yes.
spoke a little bit about that during the debate. Do you think their answers were up to the standard that Democratic voters were looking for?
I think the answers were within the context of the debate, but I actually think there's this larger issue, which is what we've been talking about here consistently, is what is happening today ultimately going to end up what happens in November of 2020? And I've been fairly consistent on this the whole time, is I think that so much other stuff is going to happen between now and then that at the end of the day, it probably just won't matter.
All right.
The only thing that I think has the potential to change anything is if, in the conversations that are happening right now, the Democratic Party manages to get four Republican senators to come to their side to vote to have witnesses appear. Now, that doesn't mean that I believe that they would be able to get the 20 or plus Republicans that are required to remove the president from office, but at least if those four principal witnesses are compelled to testify, then something may come out of that testimony that influences the election that happens in November 2020. After that, I think the whole thing right now is essentially a tie. And I think so many things will happen between now and then that this will really be in the rearview mirror by that point.
All right. Can you hold on to that because we run the break and come back?
Sure.
All right. Coming right back. More with Robert Kennedy, Jr., Kennedy for Alabama. We'll talk about the new season and a bit about what this will look like starting as early as January 7th in the Senate.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the seven locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Katarina Wittich for WKRG News 5. We're less than 1 week away from a vote that would determine whether Amtrak will return to Mobile. The project will cost the city $3 million for 3 years. Trains would start running twice a day to New Orleans in 2023. The federal government, Louisiana, and Mississippi have already committed to the project. If Mobile does not commit, the train would turn around in Pascagoula. The council is expected to vote on Amtrak at its meeting on Tuesday. A 17-year-old was shot at a party for teens in Pensacola Christmas night. It happened at the American Legion on Barrancas Avenue. Police say the 17-year-old was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Pensacola police are still looking for a suspect. A teenager was killed in a car accident on Christmas Eve. State troopers say 18-year-old William Brooks was killed when his car flipped and hit a tree on Highway 31 north of Bay Minette. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luketich.
At Your CBD Store West Mobile, owner Joe Brown does more than just sell CBD. He provides hope. Your CBD Store educates and empowers their customers, never just a simple sales transaction. You'll learn how CBD, derived from hemp, works with the CBD your body makes. Purchase your CBD from a company that specializes in only CBD, not cutting hair, selling gasoline, or vaping products. Your CBD Store sells only their high-quality, third-party tested products. Get back to being you at Your CBD Store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, north of Greeley.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-551-4035. That's 800-551-4035. 800-551-4035.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start so far this morning. Mobile Police Department, County and State troopers are clear from Theodore Dawes Road, Old Pass, Gugula, Schillinger, and Three Notch. You've seen some radar there, also near Government and 65, but the Bayway and the Causeway looking good. I-10 from Malbus all the way to Loxley, no delays. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has a perfect gift for that unique someone. From the independent art to books and clothing and the oddity items, see them at serpentsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. 5 traffic.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5. Turn to our conversation with Robert Kennedy Jr., Kennedy for Alabama, the new season on the way for 2020. Talk to folks about that. What you got planned?
Yes, we're actually really, really excited about this. Learned a lot coming through season one, and looking to apply those lessons learned in season two. So there are basically three things that we're going to be looking to do here. The first is, because we're going to be in the heart of the primary season, we're looking forward to welcoming a number of candidates, particularly candidates on the Democratic side, who are running for offices that don't always get a whole lot of attention. So everything from revenue commissioner to license commissioner and on down the line, we're looking forward to having those folks in studio. In addition to that, we are going to facilitate a debate with the Democratic candidates for AL1. We are not quite settled on the format yet. We still need to do some negotiating there, but all three of the candidates are on board. We actually have the date set for February 6th, and we have the location set. That's going to be at Gulf Quest, and so we're really excited about that as well. And then continuing on, talking to normal, everyday citizens about what the issues of the day are, to bring the voice of just the common everyday person to the radio. So we are really, really excited about that. We will be on air again starting on January 3rd at 6 p.m.
Good stuff. Robert, I would take just a side road for a second, because I don't know that you and I have ever talked about this. You mentioned like revenue commissioner, and while I completely get, and Lord knows, make a living around the politics of legislative and executive branch jobs, there are some positions that I wonder why we'd even need to talk about them in a political realm. You know, that why people are declared Republican or a Democrat or independent for something, where to me it seems like we're hiring somebody to do a job. The job has already been defined.
Yeah, Sean, you're going to get me on my soapbox here the day after Christmas. And so when we talk about positions that are non-political, I have to start with the judiciary and then come right back to the school board. So those are two, in my mind, right off the bat, that should be absolutely nonpartisan. And then you can go up a level to stuff at the state level, like the auditor, for example. Why is that a partisan position? Or as you mentioned, coming down to the license commissioner, revenue commissioner, none of those should be partisan as well. You know, truth be told, most of these issues that we have, particularly at the local level, are not really partisan in nature. And I think that because we have R's and D's next to them, at least from a conversation standpoint, it becomes a lot more contentious than it even needs to be. So I think you and I have some alignment on that one.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I don't want to say, like, these people can't have any political beliefs. That's fine. We're all citizens, have your political beliefs and all that, but it should be, here's how I audit better than anybody else. I'm the best auditor because I watch me audit. I'm going to show y'all. I mean, something like that. That's, to me, what I want out of those kind of elections.
Absolutely. And that is something the judiciary and the school board in particular, those are two that I'm really, really passionate about. Maybe that's something that we can partner on, try to figure out how to get that eliminated.
There we go. Found common ground all the time. All right, let's talk about between now and January 7th. The rhetoric will come out. Of course, discussion this morning that Senator Murkowski didn't like the rhetoric coming from Mitch McConnell about coordinating with the president. The president's attorneys going in to what most likely will be the Senate side of this impeachment proceeding. But like you said, there's you get a few senators defecting maybe here. It's not going to be enough to change the outcome, but what does this mean for the president in 2020?
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I find fascinating about this whole process is that it seems like folks don't even want to act like they are trying to be nonpartisan. Right. And so when I heard the comments from Mitch McConnell, those ones about coordinating with the White House and basically making sure that they were in lockstep, that was probably a little bit too obvious, you know, particularly given the fact that they're supposed to swear an oath to be non-partial. But there was actually something else that was in that communication that I want to highlight in that same interview. And what he basically talked about was blocking President Obama's ability to put any judges on the bench. And so they talk about the number that President Trump has done and how many more he has done relative to what President Obama did, but for all intents and purposes, Senator McConnell was actually blocking the ability of those to even get a vote. And the most obvious example of that was Merrick Garland.
Right.
So I just find that interesting how folks can say that, you know, there are political implications that should not be implied in this process. And this happens on both sides of the aisle. But I thought those two, what Senator McConnell said, you know, given the fact that it's supposed to be a trial, was particularly egregious.
And we'll see, again, you know, I guess I keep saying January 7th because that'd be the first day that they're back. But we still have to have the actual impeachment, articles of impeachment be taken by the managers that are determined by the Speaker Pelosi to the Senate. I mean, there's a procedure here, like a old school powdered wig stuff, but still a procedure.
Yeah, and we talked about this a little bit the last time we were on air together. So the way the process works is that the Speaker of the House has the sole authority to appoint the House manager. And then, so the House managers for the audience are sort of like the trial counsel, if you will. And so those House managers have to physically take over the articles of impeachment and basically hand them to the Senate for them to take, you know, to initiate the trial phase of what's going on. And so what she has said is that she's holding in abeyance the appointment of the House managers and the transfer of the actual articles until she gets a level of comfort that it's going to be something more than a show trial. That's probably the easiest way to understand it. Now, also, by point of reference, we have to keep in mind, if you compare the time frames to what happened during President Clinton's impeachment, we're still within that. So it took a few weeks. I'm not sure exactly the number, but maybe 3 or 4 weeks for the actual transfer to occur. And we're still pretty much within that window at this point in time.
There we go. Robert Kennedy Jr., Kennedy for Alabama. Once again, coming back, give him the start date.
So it will be January 3rd at 6 o'clock p.m. will be our launch for season two. We'd love to have you guys listen and call in with your thoughts and questions.
All right, good stuff. And enjoy the rest of the holiday, and tell the missus I said hello.
Will do. Love to you and the family, and you guys have a fun holiday period as well.
Will do. Robert Kennedy Jr., a Kennedy for Alabama. Of course, you hear in the new year here at FM Talk 106.5. Coming right back, grab your calls and text at 343-0106.
Faces a challenge today as the country's governing Likud party holds primaries ahead of a March general election. Garnering votes is but one of the prime minister's obstacles.
Netanyahu faces criminal indictment, charges of bribery and fraud and breach of trust in 3 corruption investigations. Netanyahu has insisted he's innocent, calling the charges an attempted coup and a media-driven witch hunt.
There's Oren Lieberman. The U.S. came up empty-handed on the so-called gift for Christmas from North Korea, but Paula Hancox is reporting on a new timeline.
An end-of-year deadline, where if the U.S. doesn't change its attitude, doesn't give concessions, then they would take a new path.
Many world markets were closed for the Christmas holiday yesterday, but were in positive territory today after President Trump said a trade deal with China was ready for signing. I'm John Trout.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Katarina with Titch for WKRG News 5. A 17-year-old was shot at a party for teens in Pensacola Christmas night. It happened at the American Legion on Barrancas Avenue. Police say the 17-year-old was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Pensacola police are still looking for a suspect. A teenager was killed in a car accident on Christmas Eve. State troopers say 18-year-old William Brooks was killed when his car flipped and hit a tree. The accident happened on Highway 31 north of Bay Minette. Troopers say the teen was not wearing a seatbelt. Shareable electric scooters could be coming to Mobile. Mayor Sandy Stimson tweeted on Christmas, writing, quote, "We must have been very good this year, Santa sending electric scooters to downtown Mobile." The company that runs the electric scooters is called Gotcha. It works like most shareable city transportation tools. You download an app, scan a barcode, pay to ride, and take off. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luktich.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Would you believe there's a survey showing that some people would literally rather go to the dentist than talk to a financial advisor? I think I know why. I think it's probably because of all the math. Everybody hates math. We hated it in school, and we still hate it today. So if you're approaching retirement age,
Why not get somebody to help you with that math? Why not sign up for a complimentary Retirement Feast Roadmap? It helps do the math on many of the most important retirement issues, including your investments, taxes, Social Security, estate planning, Medicare, and long-term care. So if you hate math, but you love the idea of building a comfortable retirement, give the team at Retirement Peace Roadmap Radio a call. 866-917-7327. That's 866-917-7327. Or go online, retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Safe Harbor Fiduciary, LLC, a registered investment advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident right in front of the Mobile Civic Center on Civic Center Drive in South Claiborne Street. Minor fender bender, not going to affect a lot of traffic. Really, it's been pretty quiet so far along the interstate, northbound 65, up towards Chickasaw and Saraland and I-10 across the Bayway. No delays from Daphne to Loxley. And Springdale Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they've got the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months, plus $500 holiday cash back or $5,500 in savings. Model 69. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
8:36 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. It's time to check in with Mitch McConnell at McConnell Automotive. Hey, Mitch.
All right, Dalton. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. Hope you had a Merry Christmas and also Happy Birthday.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, I got some Merry Birthday, Happy Christmas presents, but more importantly, I hope everybody else had a safe and blessed holiday with their families.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Christmas is now in the past, but we've got the new year coming up, and I know you've got some great new deals over at McConnell.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, this is really, literally, for anybody listening, the best 4 or 5 days, not just at our dealership, but at a lot of dealerships, to buy a vehicle, Dalton. And the main reason, man, is the manufacturers and the dealers, we're motivated. But our dealership, you know, we've got like 11 demonstrators as a perfect example that you know, one of the family members drove or something like that. And these vehicles, Dalton, we've got up to 25% off the sticker price. So even more than that. So I'm talking about the Denalis, Yukons, the Sierra truck is over 20%. So if people, man, will rush to our website, and we won't miss a deal, and we're giving people an extra $1,000 for their trade-in till the end of the year, and just makes it a great time to save a bunch of money and get a great deal.
All right. That's some good stuff. Thank you, Mitch.
Man, y'all have a blessed rest of the new year.
You too. That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65, or check him out online, McConnellAutomotive.com.
So he may have it. He does have it worse than me with his jealousy of the preceding day.
Yeah.
So I've got a brother who has a birthday just a couple days before Christmas, but you know, he said he's the day after Christmas, so he couldn't have been born, you know, on the 25th. I lament, my birthday is July 5th, and I just have long since said to my mother over the years, couldn't you just get a little busier there? Let me be born on the 4th of July, please?
Yeah, well,
please.
It is nice of you that everyone shoots off the fireworks and sparklers the night before your birthday. I mean,
I tell
everyone,
my kids.
Everyone
said,
coming together for Sean's birthday.
I said, tell my children that. I said, yeah, no, this was for your dad's birthday, by the way. Although I think they're starting to wise up to it, that may not be the truth. All right, 8:38, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Grab some phone calls and text here at 343-0106, 343-0106. And we could also talk about your favorite Christmas presents you received.
Mm-hmm.
I put one of my favorites up on the Twitter feed. I received, this is something I've never said before, I'm excited about a Christmas ornament. Well, I'm excited, like the things my children do, I like those. But other than that, it's just all stuff that can break.
Yeah, and this will be a Christmas ornament you're not re-gifting.
No. My brother and sister-in-law got me because I love Mobile stuff, the Crichton Leprechaun Christmas ornament.
That's
the
awesome.
The amateur drawing, amateur sketch of the Crichton. It's fantastic. All right, to the phones, 343-0106. And John is in Mobile. First up. Hey, John.
Hey, Sean. Hope you and yours had a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, back at you.
Grandchildren make Christmas even more special than it is. It's amazing. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Now, I'm going to give it some years because my eldest is 14, so let's make it a while.
Soon.
But down the road, I'm looking forward to that.
Let me tell you something. It just feels like about a month ago, we brought our oldest home from the hospital, and he'll be 33 this year. So,
Ooh.
Anyway. I find it interesting that your earlier guest I didn't hear the whole thing, but did he consider what happened in the House fair and above board? Because I don't.
He's Robert has talked about that. He's said parts of it. See, I'm with you. I think it was shenanigans. He thinks certain parts he questions because Robert's a thoughtful guy, but other parts he thinks were spot on. So he's kind of mixed in his relationship with what the Democrats did in the House, but he did support the procedure. Yes.
It's kind of asinine what they did, but one of the things that it's come down to realizing to me is I'm putting on social media whatever I can do to try to get people. If you're going to vote for the president for re-election, just vote straight ticket GOP, because if anybody's willing to run under the banner of the Democrat Party, they're not worth shooting. And it's just, you know, Soros and people like that are putting millions of dollars into district attorney races so they can get their leftist agenda put in, like this guy in San Francisco. They're not prosecuting any crimes hardly at all out there, and it's terrible. And I think that's the only way to hurt the Democrats for what they have done, because they have damaged the credibility of our elections way more than anything Putin could have dreamed of. And it's just, to me, it's sad what they've done in the name of the Democrat Party. So.
All right. Well, I mean, you feel like
I'm gonna vote straight ticket. And I'm gonna encourage everybody I can to do the same.
All right. Well, there's your take on it. You know, it's one of these things that if it happens, like if you get done, and I appreciate your call, John, and Merry Christmas to y'all. If you get done voting and you see that you voted straight ticket, that's good. Like you're conservative and you voted. But I understand what John says, but I've just long lamented straight ticket voting. Mm-hmm. And that's not even, yeah, and I told y'all before that I have voted for third parties in the past. I have one of those ruiners, right? I'm a guy that was a young college kid that thought that Ross Perot guy was pretty cool. So the idea of just straight ticket voting has bothered me in the past, but you could say, if we go even further where we are now or further in the polarization that's done now, not by the parties, are you in a point where you're always going to be stuck? Like John says, you know, that anybody that would put the D after their name, he finds them suspect. I think that's a bad thing for our republic. Now, once again, it doesn't bother me if you go down the list and you vote for conservative candidates and you look up and you voted straight ticket Republican. I'm fine with that. I think that's good. But just saying, it's worrisome going forward that people will not analyze each race, because we have ended up with some bad candidates on both sides, or bad people elected on both sides over the decades because of straight party.
Well, you know, a lot of people watch the Super Bowl that don't watch any of the other games the rest of the football season.
Why are you looking at me?
And I'm sure that a majority of the voters during presidential elections know absolutely nothing about any other race other than the presidential race. And I don't know how any of those people would do anything other than vote straight ticket.
Yeah.
Unless they're going
right
by the best name.
Well, and that's one of the things we talk about. You sound cynical. People think I'm cynical, but name ID is huge. Mm-hmm. And now, folks that listen to FM Talk 106.5, y'all are engaged in politics, engaged in news, but you got to understand, you're not everybody. And so that name recognition, there's a lot of ovals filled in just because somebody recognizes that name. Maybe even they don't know why they recognize the name. They go, I recognize that one, mm-hmm. Fill it in. You know, I've said this before, I'm not trying, Lord knows, I only get myself in trouble with the FEC or the FCC, but if you, I would just say this, think about it. I'm not going to tell you how to vote, but I would say, if you look down at a ballot, and you have no idea about an amendment issue, you've not heard anything about it, haven't studied it, no idea about a race, you don't know either person, it's okay not to fill in the Scantron there, the oval. Okay,
yeah.
Just to put it there. Just putting that out in the cosmos, not telling you what to do.
Because you're probably negating someone's vote who knows a lot about that.
Quite possibly. All right, let's go to Tony in Mobile next. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Sean. As a 4th of July baby, honey.
Oh, show off.
No, let me tell you something. You don't want to be born on the 4th of July.
Why it's not?
Horrible.
Why?
Oh, my gosh. All of the mess you have to endure. You're such a firecracker. You're hot out of the spot. You know, you're hot on the spot. Everybody celebrates, and it's all about drunks and barbecue. Come on. Really?
Well, I mean,
no.
Those things aren't bad.
No.
So you lament it. Would you swap with me for July 5th?
I would swap with just about anybody but somebody born on another holiday. I despise being born on the 4th of July.
Now you ruined it. This is what I've always wanted, and you're telling me don't wish for that.
Don't pine away for that. Find something better to pine away about, okay?
All right, Tony. I'm sorry. Tony giving me some direction there. So I appreciate it. I still want to be born on the 4th of July, though. I'm thinking about it. But Tony's given me some admonishment. I will take that to heart and think about it. All right, coming right back to the phones at 343-0106. What's your favorite gift you got? You know, or that you gave, too. You know, the reaction. The truth is, it's better to give than receive when you see their faces light up. It's pretty good stuff. It's pretty intoxicating, actually.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Katarina Lukatich for WKRG News 5. We're less than 1 week away from a vote that would determine whether Amtrak will return to Mobile. The project will cost the city $3 million for 3 years. Trains would start running twice a day to New Orleans in 2023. The federal government, Louisiana, and Mississippi have already committed to the project. If Mobile does not commit, the train would turn around in Pascagoula. The council is expected to vote on Amtrak at its meeting on Tuesday. A 17-year-old was shot at a party for teens in Pensacola Christmas night. It happened at the American Legion on Barrancas Avenue. Police say the 17-year-old was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Pensacola police are still looking for a suspect. A teenager was killed in a car accident on Christmas Eve. State troopers say 18-year-old William Brooks was killed when his car flipped and hit a tree on Highway 31 north of Bay Minette. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Lukatich.
You feel like the yard work just never ends? Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower gives you a better looking lawn with less effort. The Husqvarna auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles, and it knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. The smartphone safety and anti-theft features alert you if the Husqvarna auto mower is ever compromised or taken outside the designated perimeter. It also sends a GPS tracking signal in cases of theft. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a worry-free, great-looking lawn and more time for activities you really enjoy. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment today to see how they can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar, and visit online at robertsdalepower.com. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for Saturday morning? Ah, Saturday. But wait, in 2 days it'll be Monday again. Your alarm goes off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like a Saturday? Retirement can feel like that, but you should start making plans today. Andrew McNair is your every day can be Saturday retirement professional. Andrew and his team at Swan Capital can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it Saturday? It sure feels like Saturday. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your every day can be Saturday advisor right now at 251-220-2296. Andrew and the team can help you put together a retirement income plan so you can have that Saturday feeling every day of the week. Call or text PLAN, P-L-A-N, to 251-220-2296 right now. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Make your holiday celebration complete with a visit to Bell and Grath Gardens through December 31st for magic Christmas and lights. The dazzling nighttime display features more than 1,100 set pieces, 3 million lights, and 15 scenes set out in a walking tour of the 65-acre garden estate. The light display is open 5 to 9 p.m. with tours of Bellingrath Home every half hour and holiday refreshments and entertainment. Tickets and information at bellingrath.org.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Just a minor fender bender. They're moving out of the roadway in front of the Mobile Civic Center off of Civic Center Drive in South Claiborne Street. Heading up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, the Bayway, the Causeway, no delays. Ring in 2020 in luxury when you celebrate at the Battle House in downtown Mobile. Proud to offer a New Year's Eve package for two that includes a three-course New Year's Eve dinner, deluxe hotel room, chilled champagne, New Year's Eve survival favors, and breakfast on New Year's Day. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 850 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this day after Christmas. Tell him, Clarence. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's my buddy Trey. Okay, I've been telling you all year, it's time to get him out to your house. Right. This is his Super Bowl time, because two things are happening. Number one, you've added more junk to the mix at your house or your office, or even maybe you're cramming stuff in the storage unit because you got too much stuff at the house and you're paying on that every month. Get rid of the junk and get off on the right foot for 2020, because that's the other part of this. People will have their New Year's resolution to get organized around the house, get the junk gone. Make that happen. Give yourself an actual deadline. I know how the brain works, kind of, that deadlines work. You can tell your, I'll get around to it. Oh, we're going to do this. If you box yourself in on this Boxing Day, if you box yourself in by setting an appointment, then it gets you started. So you get on the phone, you set that appointment by calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or you can go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. They will agree with you on a day and a time, which I love, not a spectrum of time, a day they'll be there a certain time, and they're going to come out and quote you a price on the job. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done. Well, the nice thing is, once you set that appointment, now you have a little seat warmer, a little fire on your backside there to get things organized and what you're going to get rid of, what you're going to keep, and all that. It's just a great motivator. So if you're going to start the new year off with getting organized in your home, maybe it's time right now here at the end of 2019 to make that appointment with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Once again, that's my buddy Trey, been doing it for 11 years in Mobile and Baldwin County. He and his crew are great, great, great. So do that. Make that appointment now. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Also, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, the logo right above our, we are in the final four now of the Alabamian of the Year voting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've made it to the final four, and we will have our Alabamian of the Year early next week, just in time for the new year. And fittingly, one of the names in the final four voting is Bruce Pearl, the Auburn Tigers head basketball coach, who got the program to their first Final Four ever last year, and they're so far undefeated this year. You could vote for Bruce Pearl if you'd like. There's also the anti-toll movement, which was huge in our area this year. Another big news event, the finding of the Clotilda. It's there for you to vote for if you'd prefer. And then kind of the oddball, I guess, probably not just in this voting, yeah, but in general, Hoyt Hutchinson, the Alabama fan who went to the LSU-Alabama game and popped that baby Trump balloon with a knife and then was arrested. The arrest video went viral. He had a GoFundMe that came up. Anyway, those are the four you can vote for in the final four: anti-toll movement, Bruce Pearl, the finding of the Clotilda, and Hoyt Hutchinson.
Then we'll have two, and then you will vote for one of them will be Alabamian of the Year.
That's right.
In 2019. All right, to the phones, and first let's go to our buddy Buck in Hurley. Hey, Buck.
Good morning.
Morning,
hope
man.
Everybody's well.
Yeah,
morning.
You too. How was Christmas?
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Great. So before we get into that, can I just say thank you to the entire FM Talk 106.5 team for everything that you do for us in the community. I know I speak for a lot of us out there.
Thank
a lot
you,
of folks.
Man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, man. You're welcome. Thanks for saying that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got a drip torch, Sean.
Oh, my. Nice. Who'd you get what brand? I'm trying to think of the last one I got. It's the red. It's a red. The can's red with the kind of brass color on top. Oh, I love that torch.
Yep. So if you don't know what a drip torch is, you mix it 50-50 mix, gas, diesel, you light it, and if you've got a section of woods that you need to burn, that you've got, then you do a conductive control burn. So, and I did yesterday, right? So I've been wanting to burn the section of woods. I'll drop the disc, put myself a line around the woods, and had myself a woods fire yesterday. So
awesome. That is a great Christmas. You and I speak the same language. So you got the new drip torch and then put it right into action to control burn on your property.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, that is Christmas tidings, my friend.
Hey, y'all have a good one.
You too, man. That's awesome. So Buck and I run on the same gauge of railroad, for sure, because that's my latest, I think that was 5 or 6 years ago, I got a new drip torch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this is what Buck's talking about. When we talk about controlled burns and we say, you know, there's fires that are put through forests on purpose because it's good for them. Controlled burn, you the way you set those, you don't sit there with a lighter or
right.
something. Although I've seen guys run a rig that has a propane blower thing where they go along the side, depending on what they're trying to light. But you went with drip torch, what he's talking about, you do the mixture of diesel and gasoline. Gasoline gives it the flammability. Diesel gives it a little bit of stickiness to mm-hmm. stay there and burn till the fire really gets started. And yeah, you mix it 50-50 and it just drips out. You have a like almost like a pilot light flame there. And as you pour the mixture out, it passes that flame and then puts the fire on the ground.
That's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
Not as cool as if you had like Elon Musk's flamethrower. You could use that.
See, but that would be out of control burn. you're trying to do like slow it mm-hmm. down, slow and low. That yeah. is the tempo, as the Beasties say.
And that's something that you got to get yourself that gift or ask for Christmas, because I don't think very many significant others out there will just guess that you're in need of a drip torch.
No, but you can write down that's what you need.
Get Santa to bring it.
And there's the catalogs. I'll bring some of the catalogs in that go with the companies and all the cool stuff you can get for control burn and forestry management. It's cool stuff. Yeah, that's Buck. I'm on the same page with you, man. That would have been a very Merry Christmas. Walt in downtown Somerdale checking in. Hey, Walt, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys, and Happy New Year. Sean, I've been telling people what I got for Christmas, and they just look at me like I'm crazy. And I had to tell you about it. I got a radiator for an antique tractor.
Oh, awesome. Which tractor?
It's a 1365 Oliver I'm restoring.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Wow. So how do you... You talk about... That's a gift... That's like what the ladies will say. Yeah, I can tell you took so much time. Somebody had to take a lot of time. You can't just go get that.
No, you have to. Luckily, somebody was watching me watch Classic Tractors
mm-hmm.
and saw Steiner Antique Tractor Parts.
And they found
parts for antique tractors, and they found it and got it.
Now, have you been turning wrenches on it already, or when are you going to get after it?
It's partially dismantled right now.
Well, I'm going to have to get some pictures.
Getting ready to have all the skins painted and everything like that.
You gonna send me some pictures?
I sure will.
That is awesome.
I sure will, man.
So, yes, I am one of the few people in the world that is excited about your Christmas gift. That's awesome, man. And that seems...
I got the drip torch last year, by the way.
See, I'm not alone, y'all. These are my people. Well, Happy New Year to you, man.
All right, man.
Be good. See, this is stuff I'm talking about.
That's awesome.
And it's that somebody, you know, this is the gift that somebody paid attention, you said something,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe in passing, and they went out and figured that out and got it. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I should have got my 10-month-old a drip torch this year.
No, that's ridiculous. Not until she's probably 4 or 5.
Okay, 4 or 5.
Then we'll get play schools my first drip torch, a small one.
Uh-huh.
You know, because a drip torch is about yay big. I'm showing on the radio, y'all like this, but mm-hmm. we'll get her one about the size of like a Slurpee cup or something like that to start off with.
Yeah, I'm scared mm-hmm. to know what she would quote-unquote control burn.
We do some control burning there in the hedges. Might not be the best thing. All right, 8:58. We're out of here. Be back at noon for Midday Mobile. Mike Gallagher Show on the way next. Remember, Alabamian of the Year voting going on the front page of FMTalk1065.com.
It's the GMC Denali season to upgrade. Get over $14,000 total value on a next generation 2019 GMC Sierra 1500 4x4 with Denali Ultimate Package.